News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Glad you're with us, 2:25 PM. Right now, we are sitting here live in the State House, the Alabama State House. How cool is this? As a former state senator, I don't know if I'm part of the evil empire of the media now. I'm not sure what's happening. I was told a while ago I'm no longer allowed to have floor visitation rights on the floor of the Senate because I'm a member of the media. I don't know how to take that. But no, nonetheless, it's been a lot of handshaking, a lot of backslapping, a lot of seeing people up here. A few of them who you could tell they show me, they throw a glance my way because they know I've been talking about them on the air. But nonetheless, still fun. But listen, by the way, as we're sitting here right now, I got to tell you, if you find yourself getting outside the overly broad range of our AM-FM capability at WVNN, just know that it don't matter. Wherever you are in the world, all you got to do is go to rightsideradio.org. That's our website, rightsideradio.org. Click on Listen Live, and like I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. That's why we got people that call in from all over the place. You know, like we have our buddy Jeff from Indiana calls in. We got Jerome from Rome. We got people, I know for a fact, in Virginia and Tennessee, Texas, Louisiana. I mean, they're all over the place, and it's a blessing. And you know, if this show is meeting with any success at all, it's because of this audience. And so all you Right Side ruffians, we love you, we appreciate you, we thank you for being a part of this this show. I got so right now, you know, Copper works in the in-house, and I like to say that Birdman works the outhouse. So we're sitting here, Birdman is sitting right here with me at the State House. And I got to ask you, so Birdman, yesterday we ran a special on the Right Side store.
Right.
All right. So people were ordering swag, right?
They did, yes.
They did order swag?
Yes, quite a bit.
Like somewhere someone has Right Side socks?
Somewhere out there. Somebody's got something.
Okay. Did you look at the stats? I mean, did we actually sell some socks yesterday? Because you know, the coffee mugs, the t-shirts, that's all cool, but the socks really throw me.
You know, everybody loves the t-shirts. Everybody loves the coffee mugs, obviously. But thanks to you, more people love the socks.
Nice.
More orders of the socks
nice.
Than anything else.
I don't know why Charlene laughs at me. I get the biggest kick out of this. But yeah, so folks, if you go to the website again, rightsideradio.org, right at the very top of the page, you can click on Right Side Store. Birdman helps set all that up because he's a techno whiz. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm looking at wires right here, and I'm scared to touch a single one of them because he set them all in place. But literally, on the Right Side Store, you can order swag for the show. Well, like I said, we got coffee mugs. We got there's no promo code today, is there?
Not today.
But there was a promo code yesterday.
There was.
All right. But anyway, you can order coffee mugs. You can order covers for your phone. You can order stuff with the Right Side logo and Right Side socks, which just still thrills me. All right. That being said, in a few minutes, we're going to be coming back after the bottom of the hour news break. Lindy Blanchard, who is running for governor, is going to be in studio with, I say studio, I'm not in the studio today. She's going to be here in Senator Marsh's office with me, grabbing the microphone away from Birdman and talking on the air. But my understanding is she has been an advocate for school choice for many years. So we'll probably hear something about her campaign in general. I look forward to hearing about what she's done in the realm of, you know, supporting alternatives for education. My understanding is her foundation has supported two other charter schools and who knows what else. So we're going to dig into that a little bit and just see what she has to say. On top of that, oh, look, I just got a text from Jerome from Rome. Yep, we love you too over there, Jerome. Thanks for listening in from Georgia, brother. But isn't that kind of cool?
That's awesome.
I mean, we're real time texting with people while we're on the air, which means also we're probably just killing time at this moment because I'm like a minute away from a break. I don't know what else to do right now. But hey, listen, but today is school choice day. So if you didn't hear my monologue a moment ago, just know this, and I'm being serious now. All kidding aside, we are 50th in the nation, folks. In the NAAP rankings, we came out as being last among all. And there's nowhere to go but up. I mean, I have to look at it and say, what in the world? I mean, what is the plan? And that's, you know, when I was talking to the group, we had 155 people outside for our school choice rally. And I told them there's several questions you have to ask, and I'm going to dig into those more in the show today. But one of those questions is, hey, legislators, hey, governor, we're 50th in the nation. And just throwing money at it does not work because we're spending more money every single year and going lower in the rankings as we do. So what is the plan is my question. What is the plan? If we don't indicate some level of school choice, some innovation, some creativity, then we'll find our self somehow at 51 or 52 or 53 next time. Yeah. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back.